Lord, we ask that you would today teach us from your word to strengthen us whatever we're facing. In Christ's name, amen. 500 years ago, Europe was in turmoil and racked by uncertainty. All was being shaken, socio-political and indeed in spiritual terms as well. That was the context when Martin Luther, using Psalm 46, wrote his famous hymn, Ein fest Berg ist unser Gott. My German's not very good, excuse my pronunciation. The hymn is a free paraphrase of Psalm 46, a hymn that's been translated into at least 183 different languages and sung by Christians around the world. Luther used to say to his fellow younger reformer, Philip Melanchthon, "Come, Philip, let's sing the 46th, meaning Psalm 46. They often sang it together to steady their nerves and to strengthen them all in what they faced. This is a psalm of confidence. It's different from many psalms because it's not first a personal psalm, but a national psalm, although we can apply it personally. Currently, there are so few human answers, and the future is uncertain around this country as around the world. The psalm celebrates God's power over circumstances and over people. It portrays the whole world seemingly gone crazy and the familiar being shaken. Nature is implicated, verses 2 and 3. Therefore we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though the waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging." This may be poetic or literal. It might well be a seismic activity, the tectonic plates shifting, the mountains battered by a tidal wave. We need to think of the earthquakes in recent years in Nepal. Think about Boxing Day 2004, when the Indian tectonic plate crashed into the Burmese tectonic plate, and 230,000 people were killed. The psalm also speaks of a city being under siege and is at risk of falling. The psalmist says this: "There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is within her. She will not fall. God will help her at the break of day." Wonderful reassurance. The city is at risk of falling, but given a reassurance of refuge. Because of God's protective presence, God's city does not fall, unlike the mountains mentioned earlier. And yes, verse 6, the nations are in uproar. Some of the most immutable things one can think of in nature and the political order are being turned upside down. The atmosphere of Psalm 46 is not unlike the atmosphere which surrounds us all in the current crisis. But look at verse 1. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. And yes, verse 6, he has the power to help us. And that can be celebrated and proclaimed. He lifts his voice, verse 6, and the earth melts. It's one of my deepest convictions that the Lord is unmistakably near in troubled times, as our present help in trouble. And some of you have known that in much more traumatic, tragic circumstances than I have yet. When you turn to God, the psalmist says to the believer, nothing can shake you. no matter how it looks, God's greater and has purpose to shake things in order to make firm the things that will last forever. And by his mercy to his people, the people he's chosen, he calls us never to be shaken. There's a rather good paraphrase of the Bible called The Message, which I dip into every now and then. And it paraphrases Psalm 46 verse 1 like this. God is a safe place to hide, ready to help when we need him. We stand fearless at the cliff edge of doom. It seems here, as around the world, we are at a cliff edge moment. To all of us who are fearful and restless and anxious, the Lord says, verse 10, be still and know that I am God. That's a command, a reassurance. He will, in the future, be exalted, and his lordship will be seen and recognized everywhere. What the Lord is saying is, don't fret, but know I am God. Some years ago, and I've had this in my mind quite often, a man said to me, I can do with everything except. Well, that man was looking in the wrong place, as the only security we have, the only necessity in life, is God. Let's pray. Lord God, you are our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. May we all know that at this time, not just in our minds, but in our hearts and lives, for Christ's sake. Amen.